The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a story about a seminarian. You know, we seminarians, we all have to, when we are preparing ourselves for becoming priests, we have got to practice preaching and learn how to preach. So the homilies, good reflections, and the like. And the seminaries do usually give a good opportunity to that. This particular seminarian was scared of preaching, so he would become so nervous at the pulpit and forget everything that he had memorized to speak, you know. So he wanted at all costs to avoid the ordeal of having to appear before others and preach from a pulpit. But as you can imagine, in a seminary, it's not allowed. They won't let you go like that. So when the first time his turn came, he went to the rector and told him, "Father, I'm ready to do anything. Clean your room, do the laundry, do the cooking for the day, or anything that you choose to ask me to do, but spare me of the torture of having to preach." Well, as we know, the rector wouldn't budge. He says, "Nothing can substitute preaching." So the disappointed guy on the appointed day went to the pulpit with chills in his bones and read the gospel and started his homily. He asked his fellow seminarians, it was in the seminary, "Do you know what I'm going to preach about today?" And came the answer immediately, "Of course not. Neither do I know what I'm going to preach today." And then he went and sat down straight in his seat. The rector was taken aback by that reaction. Well, the second chance came months later. This time also he went again to the rector saying, "So, Father, please spare me." But he would not. And then, as usual, he read the gospel and went and stood at the podium and asked, "Do you know what I'm going to preach about today?" He asked the audience. And the audience said, "Yes." "Oh," he said, "since you know what I'm going to preach today, I don't need to preach today." And he went and sat down this time too in his chair. The rector became so furious. The third chance came, and the rector was eagerly waiting what this guy was going to do. Would he come with his usual plea? No, he didn't go. He was a clever guy anyway. So this time he prepared himself very well and got his homily ready, and rector was beaming with joy when he appeared, so he will this time at his preach. Again, with frozen bones And shivering legs, he was standing there for a little while. He simply asked the audience again, "Do you know what I'm going to preach today?" This time, the response was quite mixed. Some said yes, and others said no. So there was two groups, you know. So what he said, "Well, those of you who know what I'm going to preach today, please tell the others who do not know." And then went and sat down again. It's a funny joke about seminary life. If you know, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." When it comes to obeying commandments, we all tend sometimes to be like the seminarian. We all want to somehow escape from the obligation of obeying the commandments. The purpose of that story was only that. We try to escape what we are told to do. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." There are three ways to look at a commandment. The first one is, a commandment can be seen as a restriction. When you look on the commandment as a restriction of our freedom, we would like to get out of it. We can become angered by it. We can even resent that commandment. Take the commandment of Jesus, "Forgive your enemies." With this outlook, as seen as a restriction of our freedom, one may look well ask, "Why should I forgive my enemy? Why not show him that he can push me around?" We all remember the former premier president of Russia, Khrushchev. This is what he said: "If someone wrongs me, I won't turn my other cheek and show him. I'll hit the guy back so hard that his head may fall off," he said. It is hard for us. When you see a commandment as a restriction, we try to get out of it. The second way of looking at a commandment is, we see it as a guide to growth and spiritual and mental health. There are doctors who say that much of the illnesses in the world is all psychosomatic, caused by grudges they hold against others, caused by refusal to forgive, caused by the anger they hold against others, or even caused by the revenge they seek to wreak on others. The commandment of Jesus, "Forgive your enemies," becomes at this level something more than restriction. It becomes a guide to good health of mind and body. For when we hurt someone, we hurt ourselves first. We hurt ourselves more than the other. An ancient Chinese proverb has it this way: "If you pursue revenge, dig two graves, one for your enemy and one for yourself." Jesus' command to love your enemy is not a restriction of our freedom. It's a guide to our own good health of mind and body. How important it is to follow that way. And the third way to look at the commandment is seeing it as an invitation to love. And there comes today's first sentence of the gospel: "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Commandments are not restrictions of freedom. Commandments are not mere guidelines to growth and health of mind and body. Rather, commandments are golden opportunities to express our love for God. How do we look at the commandment that God gives to us? Are we here on a Sunday morning just because we are under an obligation? Then we have lost the meaning of it. The gospel today invites us to reflect on the motivation with which we obey the commandments. Do we obey out of the fear that we have a punishment? Or do we obey them out of hope for a reward, like children? Or do we obey them out of love for Jesus? Do we ask how many cans of beer can we drink before we become a drunk and commit a mortal sin? Does a thief ask how much can he steal before he commits a grave sin? Do we love? That is more important. Obedience to commandments based on love that we bear for the Lord will make us ask this question: what more can I do to help? Or don't hesitate to call me in case you need any help. Simple words, but they mean a lot in our day-to-day living. These words that Jesus said: if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Amen.